You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into his grace, in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our heart by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. We are justified by faith. We are never justified by works, and we are never going to be justified by works. It is when we believe that we become justified. But what exactly happens when a person believes in the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, 4 critical things happen. Number one, your offense is forgiven. Because of the suffering of Christ, because of the mercy of God, he forgives your offense. Because when you sin, it's not only sin, it's also an offense against God. God is offended. So God had to first take care of that. That is where forgiveness comes in. God forgives your offense. It means you offended him, but he has forgiven you. Number two, those sins that you have committed, the blood of Jesus wipes them away. So it is the blood of Jesus that takes care of our sin. Then number three, the cross of Jesus deals with your sinful nature, the capacity to produce that sin. That thing that makes us to sin is nailed to the cross. Then lastly, the resurrection of Jesus gives you the life of Jesus so that you can now live a new life. That is what it means to be saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. If we don't elaborate it like this, you may not appreciate that it is a great thing that has happened at the point of your salvation. Your sin, your offense, anything you've done that hurts God was forgiven. Your sin was wiped away by the blood of Jesus. Your sinful nature was nailed to the cross. And the resurrection of Christ gives you the new nature of God, the divine life of God by which you can now live. Now, you will now notice that he says we have peace with God. What does that really mean? Don't we have peace with God before? Do we have issues with God? You see, when Adam sinned, he lost the peace with God, and he transmitted that to his descendants. So when he heard the voice of God, he said, I heard your voice, but I was afraid, which means that because of sin, man could no longer approach God. Man could no longer have fellowship with God. Man could no longer have access to God. But being justified by faith through Jesus Christ, that was also settled. So you will see that the next verse says, through whom also we have access by faith. So you see, that justification now gives us access. It gives us access to God. We can now fellowship with God. We can now be at peace with God. You don't need to be afraid. Let me ask you, if God is going to visit you, or if Jesus Christ is going to show up and you are aware that he's coming, will you be afraid? Do you think you will need some emergency sanctification? See, when you really understand justification by faith, you will then understand that there is no need to be afraid. But then you will see in verse 3, he said that we glory in tribulations. So being saved by faith does not remove tribulations. It doesn't remove trouble. In fact, it says it works for our good. So don't let anyone deceive you that now that you are saved, you can no longer suffer. You could see immediately he added to it that we glory in tribulation. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, you can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.